Bear Podcast 300.
Like Professor X.
It's coming, Matt.
Okay, are you guys ready? I guess we're ready now. Wait, let me see my notes.
We got notes.
We have notes. Yeah, we do have notes. Hey, welcome to Bear Podcast, episode
300.
Yes. Hey, this is Nard. Ray.
Oh, this is Ray.
Okay, Ray. And we have here Julio, our sexpert. We're going to talk about, we have something special to talk about later. And he's got some tips later. Oh, the stories to tell? That's right.
I guess.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, this is episode 300. And right now we have our producer here, Wayne. He's helping us out. Are we okay? Yeah, we're streaming live right now on Ustream. So we have a few viewers now. So, however, we were having problems installing applications, programs in the MacBook, and blah, blah, blah. What? Keep going. You can talk there. The microphone. You have your own microphone there. Okay, so.
So, everybody, thank you for joining us online, who's watching live.
Yes,
thank you. I know we got Kyle and Patrick and Jerry and the new dog.
And the new dog. Oh, you have a new dog. What kind of a dog?
A horse.
A horse dog.
A horse dog that sleeps all the time, apparently.
Oh. Mm-hmm. St. Louis? It's from St. Louis. Hi, STL Cub Bear. Hi.
Okay. If y'all can get connected to the chat server, you can ask questions or make comments and yeah, we can relate them.
Oh, it's Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Okay. Hi, Bill. It's Bill. Bill and Walter. Yeah, I met them at the... Hi. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, let's move on. Okay. So thank you for the people who are chatting right now, who are online. Thank you for joining us. And this is episode 300. And yeah, we said that already, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Weekend updates. What did you guys do? What's so special about
guest, this? I had a guest in town for the weekend. A friend of mine, Will, flew in from Tennessee this weekend. And we hung out. And we went bowling Friday night. What you got? Well, Maynard wasn't there. Maynard was in New Orleans.
I was in New Orleans.
For the Saints game.
That's right.
And they kicked ass.
Mm-hmm.
And we went bowling Friday night. Saturday we hung out. Did just run around town. Did errands, stuff like that. And then we went and ate at the Genghis Grill.
Oh, yum.
So it's very good. And then we went and saw the Book of Eli.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a very good movie. It's a post-apocalyptic religious movie. So, but it's not all in your face religion, so it's actually pretty good. It's a little graphic and stuff, not too much. I don't think the profanity was that bad because I don't remember that much, but there's a lot of graphic stuff that you're seeing the world's in and there's a lot of dead people around. So,
Denzel Washington's on it, so.
Yes, and he did a very good job. It has a real interesting twist at the end of it that just kind of blows you away and stuff. But it's a very good movie, so I enjoyed it. You sit there and watch a movie, and sometimes you're just like, is this thing going to end? And I was just, it was one of those things where I was actually getting into the movie and enjoying it. So, but very interesting.
Did you go?
No.
Why not?
He went and saw two other movies.
I was already at the movies watching another movie.
What were you watching?
The Spy Next Door.
The guy next door? Is that like Hot Ethnic Men?
The guy next door.
Oh, Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan movie.
Okay. So how did you like it? It's Jackie Chan.
It was funny.
But should be. Always a comedy when it's a Jackie Chan.
You could wait for it on DVD.
Oh, yes, I would wait for it on DVD.
So.
Well, last Saturday when I did go to New Orleans and I got to watch, I don't know what conference or what... tournament it was, but it's a gay volleyball league, gay volleyball tournament that Johnny, our friend Johnny, is on, and probably put some video on it somewhere. Johnny is pretty good. It's really he can jump. Johnny can jump.
Chinese guys can jump.
Chinese guys can jump. Yeah, he's pretty good. He's what, they finished eighth though after the whole tournament. So well, they kind of felt bad, so they left early. I feel bad about that too. And then yeah, Mike and I just went to the museum there in New Orleans, and we just saw there's this Disney. It's a Disney. Disney, what is it? Artwork, you know, the Little Mermaid, the sketches. Yeah, I forgot what the name is, but they have the sketches of Little Mermaid, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, and the latest ones were what is it? The Princess and the Frog.
Oh, yeah,
Princess and the Frog. I didn't get to see that. I don't like watching. Well, it's supposed to be good because it's in the. It's located in New Orleans, actually.
He watches them, but he doesn't admit.
Yeah, I do. Let me catch it on DVD because it's traditional. It's traditional 2D. I like it when it's 3D. You know, it's
you know. The Princess and the Frog in 3D.
It's not. Is it?
I thought it was.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I think it's traditional 2D, so that's why I didn't get to watch it too much.
So did you hear the game?
Mike did. Mike went to the game, to the stadium. I stayed home and watched it in the house.
So you didn't go to the bathhouse while you were there?
No, I did not. I didn't go to the club New Orleans. No.
Did you go down to Tony's Corner Pocket?
I was Tony's Corner Pocket or the Corner Pocket.
The Corner Pocket.
The Corner
Tony's
Pocket.
Tony's or whatever it's called in there.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't. It's too early.
So you get molested by drag queens?
No drag queens. Which one? Nudge Stalker? Who's Nudge Stalker? Oh my god. Which nude scenes? From where?
Oh no, we haven't done the female condom demo yet.
Oh, did we? No, not yet. No, not yet.
It's coming.
Oh yeah, I was changing shirts. I'm wearing my Lambda shirt, see? It's my
Lambda, can I pound you?
Mm-hmm. What? Anyway, okay. What are we going to talk about first? The female condom or your topic? Julio.
I have a topic.
Yeah, you do! Or it should be... Where's the thing? Didn't you bring one? Oh my god, you opened it already! Oh my god! Okay, take it out. Give it out.
All right.
Okay, let's demo this thing.
What we were talking about last week is called... Reality condom. It's a condom, the only condom on the market for a female. Mm-hmm. And this is what the package looks like. When you take it out, it's real sopping wet with lubrication. But
wait a second, you put it on my couch.
This one's dry.
Oh, it's dry already. That's why.
I did not put it on your couch.
Oh, thank God.
That's the one he's been using for a couple months.
Oh, gross. It's all dried out now. Okay.
Anyway, it has two rings, an inner ring and outer ring, and you stick this up the anus, and mm-hmm. it opens up in there. This part stays outside, and again, you cannot squeeze it.
I'm sorry, you said it was a female condom?
It is a female condom.
But you're sticking it up the what?
The anus.
The anus.
And so this would be used in what kind of application?
For anal sex.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, our producer making sure.
So, and if this is uncomfortable, this ring actually comes out.
Oh.
And you can either shove it in.
There you go. Just shove it in.
Shove it in.
That's what all the problems say. Just shove it in.
You could take a dildo.
It's wooden. That's a wooden dildo.
Is that Queen Victoria's dildo?
God. What is this, and 1800s?
You just
what?
You take Renaissance? It and you push it in with a dildo. It's like an applicator. And then you just pull out and it should hold there. And then that's where the...
Go to town.
They'll go to town.
So that ring thing here guards it, right?
Right. And there's no way that you could go to the left or the right. The ring won't let you. You can only go one way.
You only go one way. Uh-huh. Okay.
But wow. If they're really tight, you might have a little issue. You might have to work it a little bit.
Do it again. Slowly. What do you have to show it? See, you're blocking it. Yeah, there we go. And push it in. Put it out. Push it in. So, is this legal what we're doing? Is it okay?
Yes, it's legal.
Oh, okay.
It's a form of safe sex.
So, okay, this is educational. You right. Learn things from your podcast.
Safe
okay.
sex. And this is a form of having safe sex.
Okay.
And again, if you don't want to use this, then you use a male condom, like the ones I normally use.
That's what you normally use.
Yes.
Right.
It's okay. A triple extra large.
Wow. Is that the Magnum or what is it? It's ribbed.
Uh-huh.
It's ribbed for
his pleasure.
His pleasure.
Because it's bloody.
Not blood.
It's a red on the side.
It's not blood. Red on the side. Yet.
Oh, look at that. See?
It's the spotlight.
It's the spotlight. Did you see that?
Well, anyway.
Anyway, okay. I'm impressed. Hello.
Okay. Don't let Sparkle Boy see that.
All right. So, yeah, that's what we've been talking about last week. We had the female condoms, and Julio was there. We're talking about now. There's a visual aid now. Mm-hmm. Let me see that dildo again. What do you call? Hold it up. Is this used?
Hold it up to the mirror.
Okay, here. Is this really a dildo?
Mm-hmm.
It's wooden. It's, mm-hmm. It's, I don't know.
It's like Queen Elizabeth's or Queen Victoria's.
Yeah, it's like a bedpost or something. Or
when certain people work for different agencies and they have to do demonstration.
They use these.
They use these and not a real size dildo.
Ah, okay.
Because the real thing offends people.
Exactly.
So this is not offensive. Okay.
Right.
Because all right.
Does it have a veining in it? The vein, the nuts. The
well, I'll see some veining.
So.
And some knots and a little bad case of herpes and little sores and scabs.
Smell it, me.
No.
It's that woodsy, earthy smell.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's very...
like bad mushrooms.
It's a different kind of tree hugging, right?
And tell them who it's made by.
It's by Lifestyles.
Lifestyle condoms.
Okay, they're not paying us to do this, okay?
No.
So
they should be, though.
But yeah, they should
they
be.
They should be.
We're doing a demo, okay? Later after the show, we're going to do a real live demo. No, I'm kidding.
Dark yeah.
That was just for demonstration.
How about splinters? Won't you get splinters from this one?
Now. They used to use wooden dildos back in the old days.
That's right.
Oh.
They did.
I say splinters.
You go back in. They either use that or clay ones.
This one has a coating on it, so no splinters.
Oh, okay. It's yeah. Okay.
Wax on.
It's wax on.
Wax on. Okay.
Wax off.
Still, the thought of using a wooden one is weird. I don't know. It's the first time I've seen one.
A dildo.
Yeah.
Well, if you watched all the movies like the Caligula and stuff, there was always some chick sacrificing her virginity with a wooden dildo.
Would you rather like a nightstick?
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
From a food officer?
No.
Maynard's order it by the dozen.
Okay, but it's not offensive.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't offend blue-haired little old ladies.
Okay, that's good.
Because then they said, they kicked my husband. Wish he could get wood. Damn, by
pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. With the gold in your mouth. Hat turned sideways, pan hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat. Looking like a fool. Walking downtown with your pants on the ground. Giddy up. Hey, get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool. Walking. Talking with your pants on the ground. Get here.
Yeah.
Hey, get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
So does anybody got any questions they want to ask?
Yeah, any questions on the on our video? On our...
No, I only see the splinter dildo part.
The splinter dildo part? You and your ideas, Julio. Okay, you got a topic for us about, what is it? Julio's got the topic for us. It's a masturbation thing.
Oh, I was telling him as a form of a topic.
Ah, okay.
Public masturbation.
Public masturbation.
Where have people masturbated?
Okay.
We've had this lively discussion one time.
With who?
With several people.
Okay.
And according to some surveys, at least 55% of guys masturbate at work.
Right, 50%?
55%.
55%. And the other 45 they sing while they're masturbating. So, do you know the song? No. So he masturbates at work.
No, Rain doesn't sing, he whistles.
Oh.
So, but yeah, you'd be surprised how many people masturbate at work or...
When I was in college, I used to masturbate driving down the road home.
See?
What?
It was a long 4-hour drive. You had to have something to do. That wasn't.
Don't you stop first and?
Nah.
No. Okay.
So, what's the weirdest place any of you have masturbated?
Just put the cruise control on. Let's see.
I don't know. I'm afraid to say where I've
All right, go ahead.
Oh my god. Let me see. Oh my god. Let's just say it's a Mile High, a member of the Mile High Club, something like that.
Airplane bathroom?
No. On the seat.
On the seat?
Yeah. Because there are about 3 of us in the plane. 3 or 4. And then there's just... It's just really...
Were you sitting by yourself?
I was sitting by myself.
Or somebody helping you out?
No one's helping me. No. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm admitting this. But then I could be making it up. Ah, that's right.
No, you're not. Yeah.
No. What? Oh my God.
So... But
ask Wayne. Ask Wayne.
All right, Wayne. Where's the weirdest place you ever masturbated?
I guess a construction site.
Ooh, I know why. You got good view. You got a good view. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, no one was there.
Oh, no one was there. Yeah. Why? You went on evening? On an evening? Or no? You didn't go.
He ain't gonna tell no more detail, man.
Oh, that's right. No more details. No more details about that. Okay. Well, this.
Any of y'all watching? Where's anybody on the chat room? Do they want to tell us where they?
Ray. So the car was the most exciting place.
No, it wasn't the most exciting place. It's just one of the places I did it.
Oh, okay.
What's the most exciting place?
The most exciting place, handicapped bathroom at work, but that wasn't jacking off. That was actually having sex.
No, God, even wow! It's like, you know, hey, instead of get a stall.
Well, no, the place I used to work, they used to have stalls, and then they had with the handicapped stall in it, and then they had a separate handicapped bathroom, which I guess now would be a multi-family bathroom or something. But it was handicapped and had its own sink and everything, and it was a small room.
Wow!
So, and you could go in and lock the door. So. Somebody showed up for lunch. We locked the door. Bent them over the sink. Had fun.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. How about you, Julio?
You back to work that afternoon with a smile.
I've never masturbated outside of guest home.
Okay. Put your mic over here.
Guest home. Okay. But I did got a blowjob at AMC, at a theater. While watching,
we're not being paid by those theaters.
While watching the first Harry Potter movie.
What? Harry Potter?
Were they of legal age to be doing this?
Yes.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secretions.
They were 24 years old, so yes, oh, okay. They were legal.
I guess that fantasy.
So, yes, it was not. I was fantasizing it was Harry Potter.
Oh, that's kind of wrong. That is so wrong.
No, that's not wrong at all.
I mean, not the act, but what the location and what the movie is.
Look, it happened. Okay?
If it were Short Bus or something, that would be different.
Or things happen, man. Things happen.
Exactly.
Okay. You got to roll with the flow. So have you ever done anything in New Orleans in the streets?
No.
In a back alley?
No. No, I don't think so. No, I want to do it in the back alley. Not in New Orleans, no.
Have you done anything with somebody else?
Not
in
New Orleans, but he did it other places.
That's right. Which bear?
Other place, like Mike's room there. in New Orleans, that's pretty much it. I'm pretty vanilla. Not even at Phoenix. I'm just there to watch.
Well, once you get that female condom up in there, there'd be a lot going on in the Phoenix.
You know, right. Okay, show me the female condom again. Okay. Would it be logical that if you go to a bar like going to the Phoenix, you walk around, you shove it in your ass already, and
you jerk your pants and let them go at it?
Yeah, just walk around with this.
Some people do.
Yeah. But I think it's a good idea for, you know, for people who want to be.
I'm surprised
to be gang.
This has been used at least a dozen times.
Oh, gross!
You only use it once.
Unless you're on a budget, then you watch that.
Narstalker did it in construction site too, but there were people there.
Oh,
but you did it while watching somebody.
Oh, well,
there's somebody on Craigslist up off 249 always looking for somebody to come out to the construction site and have sex with them after everybody goes home. So I'm like,
He wears the helmet and everything.
I guess so.
Role playing.
And the boots.
I like your blue dress.
Well, you know, for an Asian household, it's awfully cold here.
Is it really? It's really off. I mean, yeah, we just keep it off. Yeah, so. I know Wayne's very cold.
At my age, you know, you get cold easy, so.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Wow. Interesting. So that's the topic you have in mind.
Yeah.
Masturbation, I mean, in different places.
Again, I guess the weirdest place, well, not the weirdest place, but I won't mention, there's a sandwich shop, and there was one of the employees, and he was doing it at least 5 times a day at work. Needless to say, I stopped eating there.
Why? You could have been watching.
Wait. How did you know he was doing it 5 times at work?
Because he told me.
Oh, well, you have to take his word for it, I guess.
But they wear gloves.
Still.
Well, you know, there's a lot nastier stuff going on out there that we don't know about.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is true. So
we had that whole discussion earlier about how many people, if you're sitting in the bathroom, how many people you sit there and while you're using the bathroom, they come in and use the bathroom and leave without washing their hands.
Oh.
Just nasty.
Well, I've seen people doing that in some restaurants. They just go.
Or at the movie theaters.
Movie theaters. That's right, gross.
It's a bear.
What's a bear? The cat's a bear?
Yeah, the cat's a bear. It's a bear and it jumps out at me and it attacks and it's like, it's angry at me for some reason, this bear.
Oh my God, you were attacked by a bear.
Yeah.
So did everybody watch the Golden Globes last night?
Oh, that's right.
Because I got all excited when Taylor Laurent walked across the stage that I even text somebody that was watching it with me. He said, he's 17. And I said, he is legal in Texas then. Come on.
17 is the legal age here?
Yes, it is.
Who is this?
I thought it was 18.
Taylor.
Who was Taylor?
The wolf boy from Twilight.
Oh.
I missed that movie.
Why? It's fabulous.
You haven't seen that yet? No.
He's very hot.
Very hot. And he was all dressed up. He's going to be very classic, handsome looking.
Because they had little boys running around with their shirts off.
Mm-hmm. Young men.
But they turned into wolves.
If they had Wolverine from X-Men running around with his shirt off.
That's a little better.
Yeah.
How about Kelsey Grammer?
No, I'm kidding.
No.
You can see Alec Baldwin in another movie.
Alec Baldwin?
With his shirt off.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
With his Mac.
Who?
With his Mac covering up the private parts.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, it was nice to see that Meryl Streep won last night for Jules and Julia.
Jules. But, you know, how could she not win? She's nominated in both. It's complicated and...
Yeah.
And Julie and Julia. So, well, she is pretty good. Did I see both? No, I haven't seen it. It's complicated. But
Julia was good.
Yeah, Julie and Julia, it's good. I saw that.
It's complicated. Very funny.
Yeah. I would say that's funnier than Julie and Julia. But.
And Avatar won big time.
Mm-hmm.
One picture of the year.
And to think, James Cameron does a film 10 years apart. The first one was Titanic, and was it 10 years?
There was a whole bunch more before that. I mean, you had the old Terminator movies.
Did he do it?
That was all James Cameron.
Oh,
somebody else. You should see the SNL spoof they did on him on Saturday night.
What did they do?
They referenced almost every movie he made with laser cats.
With laser cats?
Yeah. They were laser cats, cats that shoot lasers.
Uh-huh.
From the future, and they go in the past.
Oh, okay.
And basically, they almost covered every single movie that James Cameron's ever made. Complete with, what's her name? From Avatar?
Oh.
From Alien? Did he do Alien?
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver, yeah. They did an Aliens reference, too. Hmm. As she's running around with a cat in her hand, shooting lasers.
Okay. But, you know, in Precious, the Monique,
Monique won.
I was expecting that.
And what's her name? The girl that played Precious got nominated, but she didn't win. But she was also up against some pretty good competition, I think.
Yeah, pretty young girl. Yeah, she's awesome. With Monique, and she was pretty much the same way in the
movie.
And
I didn't get to see that part because they'd already made those awards by the time I switched over. But all the girls at work were talking about Monique need to shave her legs or something today.
They actually saw her.
I don't remember. They were talking about
I'm not looking. Oh, no.
That's what they
were
talking about.
Did she shave her legs? She didn't shave her legs?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
So I already see that at work. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
Yes.
All natural.
And she insists on wearing a skirt.
Why is it gross?
I don't know.
I
like hairy legs.
Yeah, but I like looking at men's hairy legs. I don't like looking at women's hairy legs.
But hairy men, you like?
Double standard.
No, well, or I'm pretty much biased.
Do you like women with hairy legs?
I didn't say that, but I said
it's a preference. It's not
if they choose to be hairy, then that's their preference.
Well, they can take their Wookiee ass somewhere else. I don't want to look at it.
Yeah, I'm not going to look at it. It's my choice, right?
But if it was a guy that was completely hairy front to back.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be in a movie called Borat.
Yeah. hairy front, hairy afro, and everything. Hairy back, that's good, too.
Where he looks like he's wearing a sweater.
Yeah, then they start putting billboards up. Have you decided to have laser hair removal today?
Yeah, it's pretty much. Oh, my God, my legs are. Yeah, it's pretty much like Mike. Mike is, it's like wearing a sweater, too. What?
Well, you know what? You need to start saving his hair. And like Lady Gaga, maybe you can have a sweater knitted for him from his hair, body hair.
I should start seeing.
Because she had a hat made out of her own natural hair.
Really?
Really. So,
that's creepy.
Was it made by that guy from Project Runway?
Who knows?
Oh, goodness.
But I was watching The Wizards of Waverly Place, and one of the chicks, she'd been in love with this guy, and she got Cupid to put shoot an arrow at him, so he'd fall in love with her. Mm-hmm. And she'd went and knitted a sweater for him out of her own hair. It was really funny, but
that's kind of, I don't know, I kind of find that creepy, having your clothes with your own hair.
But you wear fur or leather, or you sit on it, actually.
Sure. Well, true, it's just that if it's from human hair, especially mine, hey, look at my hair.
would that be like cannibalism?
Yeah. Oh, I saw this. Oh, speaking of cannibalism, I saw this. I thought it was Twitter. This is the definition of trust. Two cannibals giving each other a blowjob. That's the definition of trust. Okay. What? Yeah. So, I don't know. I read that on Twitter somewhere. But yeah, it's funny. It's back to the hair thing. I don't know. What?
I think it could be lunch too.
It's good.
Wait. So you want a really hairy man?
Yeah.
To wear the hair.
No. No, not wearing any
hair piece.
Oh, even worse. No. No, I don't like that.
No weave.
No weave
for you.
No weave. No, no hair club for men.
No hair extensions.
No.
Look
Donald.
At me. I cut my hair really short.
No,
so does Mike.
Haircut.
No.
Donald.
Yeah. You like longer hair, though. You like, no, it's okay for you. No, not long hair. I don't like long hair.
I prefer not.
No.
Oh. No, not Jeff Bridges' long hair. He was like looking all hippie last night.
Are you old?
Well, old or not, he still needs to cut his hair. He's like hair, just like big hair.
Yeah.
He figured he paid his due. He wants to look the way he looks.
Well, because he was in Iron Man, right?
Yeah, he wore a goatee and bald.
And that looked pretty good on him.
Yeah.
Bald.
Yeah.
But he grows a lot of hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised. He was kind of bearish that him in
but
Iron
him,
Man.
I don't know. Maybe they're doing roles that requires them to have long hair. But William Hurt last night had the full beard and long hair deal going on, too.
Was Jeff Bridges in Tron?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it could be for that. I don't remember how that was. I never really watched Tron.
I saw Tron. He was clean-shaven. He's very young-looking, too, of course.
Well, because he was very young when they did that.
Yes.
That was 20-some years ago.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How old were you then?
20-somethings.
20-somethings?
No, Tron was before then. That was more than 20 years ago. Tron was 80s.
Yeah. I remember Tron.
I was in teens. So that's like 30 years ago now, I guess.
I was like 5.
Oh, what a baby.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares?
Get out of here.
But you got more gray hair than all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. The whole thing.
But okay, we were about hairs here. Have you ever dated anyone with really long hair, though?
Yeah. Like, not like super long, but they had long hair, like shoulder length hair.
Oh, really? And you didn't like it either? Eh. Like handle, not good handles? No.
It depends on the person what type of hair they had. They had hair that shouldn't have been long just because of the texture and the oiliness of it. And it was just like, it wasn't like you could play with it or anything. It was just like, eh.
So. People like it, you know, buzzed. I like it buzzed.
I mean, I like guys with kind of curly hair that you can sit there and kind of rub your fingers through and play with it and stuff.
How about you? Have you dated someone with very long hair?
But not for long.
Not for long? Just, okay. You made him cut his hair.
Was this the male you made him cut off?
Is it like Samson? You just cut his hair in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
They lose their power.
And they become bottoms. I lost my hair. I'm now a bottom.
I gave him an opportunity to cut it off. He didn't. So we went out one night drinking. Came back. He was drunk. And I cut his hair.
What? And did he beat you up? What did he do?
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh, I told him. I gave him an option. I have no more hair. Oh, well. See you tomorrow. That's just it?
That's it.
Why did you cut it off?
Because
you didn't like it.
Did he look better with short hair?
Yeah, he did.
So maybe he needed a daddy to tell him what to do.
Yeah.
A lot of people need
If he stayed in one more night, then you wake up, you're cut.
What's cut?
Ah, touché.
What's cut?
Huh?
What got cut?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just guessing. Well, it'd be interesting, yeah. An eye for an eye. Or a hair for a
foreskin.
For a foreskin.
What if you wake up and he shaved your chest?
How's that? Oh, you wrote your name, Julio, on his chest hair. Nope. No.
So.
Well, you know, when I dated girls, I like girls that had long hair because, you know, I like the way when they lay down, it kind of cascaded out around their head. Because
it was dramatic.
It's dramatic, and then you move the hair that way, so mm-hmm. the camera angle
wide up in your head.
The camera angle will show it all.
So you're too busy making them sit up and look pretty instead of doing something with them.
Oh, I did some stuff with them. But I liked them to look pretty while I was doing it. So.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Just because while we were doing it, I was styling their hair, you know. I mean, come on.
Well, you're...
And then at night too, he was doing the nails.
Doing the nails. Oh my God, before you stick that somewhere in.
Like, pattern way is like, ooh, let me do your nail. You're pity.
With your teeth? Hey, let me do your teeth.
Did you give him a Brazilian first too? Wait, what's happening down here?
No. But one of them needed that and she wouldn't do it. I was like, why? If you don't want it, you don't have to go there. Flush out my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I like the bush.
Oh, really? Oh!
The bush needs to be controlled.
I like
it doesn't
that.
Need to be the outback bush. It needs to be like the nice trimmed hedge.
No, I like fences. The bush here the better.
Oh,
you don't want a
lightning
strip? Lightning strip? No arrow? No lightning bolt?
No lightning bolt.
Oh, the twins. The twins that Meteor had the little shaving thing down there. So, you know, they know exactly where you're supposed to go.
I like it. I love natural.
Oh, really?
No, they got to trim it.
You get angry.
It's like a forest and you have to like rummage through and you don't know where you're going.
Yeah, but see, that's not a good thing for Asian guys.
No, I don't think so. You need to manscape down there.
That's right. You need to keep it trimmed a little bit.
No. Mm-hmm. So you're saying an Asian guy that's completely that looks completely hairless on the surface, maybe a different story down below.
True. Very true. Yes. I've noticed most Asian guys, it's a different story below the belt. It's like deepest, darkest Africa. And if you have to go hunt.
They can have like 2 armpit hairs, but a forest down below.
But a forest down below. And it's like, trim that shit up.
So basically, you never know what you're getting into. That's literally.
Right. How about those ass pros? The hairy butts.
That doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you?
Yeah.
But the front part should just really be.
Just the front part. I don't want hair all over my teeth.
What is that? What is that, Julio? Do you rather have a shaved ass?
No. The hairier the better.
I don't care about the hairy ass as long as the shit's washed and clean.
Oh, okay. You don't want anything caught in your teeth or something.
Look, it's my mom. You don't have her on the show.
It's your mom? Oh! Put in a speakerphone. No. No, no, no! Oh my god, we're gonna have his mom.
Hey, mom. Well, if you go log online right now, you can watch us live broadcasting our 300th episode of the podcast. And you're live on the air. You're live on the air, by the way. Okay. Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
You didn't tell her you had to put pants back on.
No. I got pants on.
They're not on the floor? Pants on the floor?
Pants on the floor! Pants on the floor! Oh my god, I saw that. Mike showed me. It was so funny. It's American Idol.
I've been hearing that for days now.
Oh, pants on the floor.
I know. I was like 3 days late too because I don't watch American Idol. So
Mike does, and he showed it to me one of the previews.
Is it on YouTube? Online.
It's on YouTube.
Okay, so we'll have to YouTube. Look at it when we get done here.
Oh god, it's just kidding.
You didn't see the 500 people Facebooking it?
No,
I've been working. I've been a bit too busy at work. I have not had time to look at Facebook.
Not even your phone?
No.
How about when you're in the restroom and you're, doing your business?
Catching up on text.
Oh, okay, just in text.
Yeah, I noticed, Chuck, everybody that I text usually gets the text about all around the same time every day.
No, right. No, not standing there next to Maynard.
Me, I'm always, I'm on the computer and then, I just do the Facebook thing, Twitter. And
what's Twitter?
Oh!
Nard Chakra says, so the Nard is Asian. Does he trim like Ray suggests?
I try. Okay, I'm gonna. I try to trim a lot. Actually, I have to give credit to Mike on that.
Oh, so Mike does.
Mike likes it smooth on the top and smooth on the bottom.
No, well, trimmed, I guess. We always like it trimmed.
I'm surprised Mike let you get out of there this weekend with your hair that long.
I know. Well, I'm going to cut my hair sometime this week.
I keep wanting Maynard to get that, the Hispanic haircut where it's a tight fade from zero, absolutely nothing, up to a little bit of hair on top.
Oh, no, 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 no. Mm. I don't want it. I know that short, though. No. I'm good with one.
I think Mike would love it.
I probably would. He wants me bald.
With the frohawk.
Yeah.
Well, but that would be... I think Mike would think that's so hot when you have that practically shaved bald fade up to a little bit of hair on top.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we know what we're doing after the show.
No, there's no haircuts on after the show. No.
Yes, we can do it still. I mean, we can stop the show and then we can still be broadcasting live and everybody see you get all trimmed up.
Oh no, 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 nothing like that at all. Anyway,
we can put Imelda forever in the back.
Imelda. Are you referencing my shoes?
Yes.
I don't have that much shoes. I don't have 2,000 shoes.
No. I almost thought you had
can't
as many
even walk
shoes
in the door because of all the shoes. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find my shoes when I walk out. And I got a lot of shoes because I'm a shoe whore. But
I have a lot of shoes,
you don't
too.
Have a closet for shoes? I know it's an Asian household, but you should only put like the pair you're using out there by the door.
Well, I used for the past few days, I have been using all of them because one's for the gym, one's for going out, one's for work, just to walk around outside.
But it's true. He doesn't have multiple colors of the same shoe, though.
Yes, that's right. They're all different.
If you find a shoe that fits and you get it multiple colors, it's all good.
Ugh.
Nard Stalker. Does Mike do it for him? Yes.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Oh, my God.
Authorities confirmed the total number of raptured at 142 million. You may notice my partner Greg isn't here. That's because he was raptured. Apparently, God does love gays, but only if they're tops.
Here's from a listener from Ontario, Canada.
Wait a minute. Did you make sure there's any of that funky white powder in there?
No, there's no... I don't.
Is this from Zach?
Ontario. No, it's not from Zach. It's from Zach. Okay. Do your thing. It's from Don. Thank you, Don.
Put the mic down. No, okay. Cut yourself.
Don't cut yourself. Don't cut yourself. Wait, we're not covered with the worker comp here. Be careful, don't cut yourself.
Super sir, how'd you cut your finger off? And why is this wooden dildo stuck up your ass?
That was to relieve
Worker's
the comp pain.
With this dildo on your ass.
The dildo was to relieve the pain from the cut.
I was doing it from work. Oh, what is it? Okay, what is
here.
It? Oh, it's from.
Let's focus on me.
Now open it. Open it.
Open it. Open it. Can you open it?
Go further.
We got a card here.
We got a card. Okay, open that first.
Actually, one of the girls at work's got these, and I'm jealous.
What is it?
It's all about focusing on me.
It's a calendar.
I'll
admit,
okay. I'm hot. Don't blame global warming because of me.
Oh, it's just a bunch of sayings.
Wow, you dance dumb. Mm-hmm.
What month was that? This December?
I'm not into the love thing. I just want to fly around and shoot arrows at people.
Are you going to go through
all
the months?
Is there a note or a card in there?
Yes.
Go for the card. Go for the card.
I'll show the pictures first because the pictures are kind of cool.
Okay.
We're not showing all the pictures.
It's not fair to you how cool I am. All
right.
Okay. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. I should have my arm. My microphone holder. What does it say?
It's a Christmas card.
It's a Christmas
card. Nardin Ray, love your show. Keep up the good work. Hope guys make it down to Toronto someday. Nardin, is great seeing you in Chi-Town.
Oh, Chicago. I made him in Chicago.
Me and my buddy Darren, the something cop from Buffalo.
Yeah.
Appreciate the shout out a while back. All looking forward to meeting you someday. You too, Ray. Happy 2010. Don from Toronto.
Hey, Don. Thanks for the card. Although it's a
thanks for the calendar.
And the calendar. I'll put that upstairs. Okay.
Land of the free, home of the awesome.
You're kidding my arm here. Okay, last one.
I don't need presents, just send me a card.
Oh, we got a calendar. we got a calendar. Okay, so thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Don. He's a listener from Canada.
Thank you for not sending that anthrax. We appreciate it.
Thanks for no anthrax. We're going to close the video. Well, I closed the video earlier, so.
I guess we need to go offline so people can go to bed.
Yeah.
Is Kyle still going to bed?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
All right, we need to let Kyle go to bed because he's got to work. You know, it's probably way past his bedtime. It's after 7, ain't it?
Well, yeah. It's
9:30.
Yeah,
oh, my God. It's way past his
bedtime. It is late for us, too. Anyway, thank you guys for watching and listening for our show, episode 300. And, yeah, thank you, Julio, for your demonstration. Let me show the
for the big condom.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, that's nasty. No, it's used.
It's not used.
Stick your finger in it.
No, gross. Anyway, okay.
Be a man.
Come on, Wayne. Let's say goodbye to the audience. Okay. Thank you, guys. Bye, bye. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Okay.
Thank you all for watching 300 episodes.
Mm-hmm. And go to bearpodcast.com. Subscribe by iTunes. Follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And call the voicemail line.
At 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, call us and we'll paint in the show. Like Excalibur.
Hello, Nard, and hello, Ray. This is Roy Buckingham, a.k.a. Excalibur. Just wanted to give a quick call to say congratulations on your 300th episode. Wow, 300 episodes old, and you still haven't grown. Just kidding.
So thank you to Excalibur. Thank you for the voicemail. And, yeah, and just keep calling. Keep the calls coming. And thank you for watching, and catch you guys next week.
Bye.
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 Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear. Wolf Water Bear.